In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the New Era of the Divine Will, Part 2. We are in the third paragraph of Volume 12, January 29th, 1919. Louisa begins, now the first link which connected the true living in my divine will was my holy humanity. So Jesus says that he begins this as the Son of God. He begins this. And he says, when I talk about myself, he explains this to Louisa, I'm also talking about my mother. Jesus and Mary are one. So the first link is Jesus and Mary. He says, my holy humanity identified with my divinity and swam in the eternal will of God. So here, because God is God, Jesus is God, he swam in the eternal volition, never separated. And Mary, being Theotokos, the mother of God, was also one with Jesus. The new Adam and the new Eve, they began this. And they kept tracing all the acts of all creatures and in order to make them its own. So Jesus and Mary repaired and redid everything, especially at the foot of the cross. Jesus sacrificed his life. Mary basically sacrificed her son. And in that sacrifice, being with him on Calvary, her heart was split in two. And Jesus says it was a miracle that she lived because Jesus was her life. And it was a miracle that she survived. But it was because of the divine will, because this is what the divine will wanted. The divine will wanted Mary, the Blessed Mother, to witness the sacrifice of her son. So he says very, very clearly, he says, my holy humanity identified with my divinity and swam in the eternal volition and kept tracing all the acts of all mankind in order to make them its own. So Jesus repaired and redid everything with the Blessed Mother to give back to the Father a divine glory on the part of all humanity and to bring the value, the love, the kiss of the eternal volition back to all mankind, all the acts of mankind. So this is what Jesus teaches us. He teaches us to repair and redo everything and everyone. He says, and those which could be done and were not done, all the acts, also the good acts done badly, which Jesus says, I, and he says his mother, did those which had not been done and redid done badly. So a lot of people have redone the acts in the divine will badly. We haven't learned how to do this the way Jesus did and Mary did, the way they taught Louisa. We haven't learned it yet. So Jesus is repairing and redoing everything and everyone perfectly. He says, now these acts were not done. Which were not done except by me alone, he says, are all suspended in my most holy divine will. And I, God, await the creatures to come to live in my holy divine will and to repair in my most holy divine will everything which I and my mother did. So this is our life. Our life is to begin to repair me to everything as Jesus and Mary did, the new Adam and the new Eve did. Everything has to be repaired. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. God is going to do that. But he needs us to cooperate so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven, so that the fulfillment of the Our Father can happen. This is where we are today. A glorious time, a magnificent time is happening. And all our God is asking of us is, are you willing to give your fiat as Our Lady gave her fiat, as Louisa gave her fiat, as Jesus gave his fiat? Father, not my will, but your will be done. We learn how to begin to live this abundant life. He says, all these acts that are suspended in my divine will, I, God, await for those souls, the little children of the holy divine will, to come to live in my divine will as I lived, as my mother lived, as what they gave to Louisa, this life of the divine will, to repeat in my divine will everything that Jesus and Mary, through Louisa, have done. That's where we're learning this, through Louisa. He says, this is why I, God, have chosen you, Louisa, as the second link of my holy humanity. She's the link. You have Jesus and Mary. She's the link to Jesus and Mary. She's the first link. And we link ourselves with Louisa to begin to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Our God has great plans, glorious plans. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. He says, I have chosen you, Louisa, as the second link of connection with my holy humanity, with me and my mother. He says, a link which becomes one with me and my mother. He says, when I talk about myself, it's always with Jesus, with Mary. When Mary talks about herself, it's always with Jesus. The two cannot be separated. The two cannot be separated. When we look at the Blessed Mother, we begin to see God. She's daughter of the Father. She's mother of the Son. She's spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. She's Theotokos, the mother of God. So he says this very, very clearly. He says, this is why you were chosen, Louisa, as the second link of the connection of my holy humanity, a link which becomes one with me and my mother, as you live in my holy divine will, as you repeat my own divine acts. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, think in my thinking. Jesus, pray in my praying. We're repeating his own acts, what Jesus did on earth. That's why we fuse ourselves with all of creation. All of creation belongs to us. All of redemption belongs to us. And our God is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. How glorious is this? How magnificent is this that our God is doing this? So he says this. He says, otherwise, on this side, my divine love would remain without its outpouring. It would remain without its glory from other souls for all that my holy divinity operated within my holy humanity. So now Jesus is opening the door of his holy humanity so that we can see his holy divinity. It's to begin to live this life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Again, this is glorious. This is magnificent. A new beginning for all mankind. And all that our God is asking of us is to give our fiat. That's all he's asking. Are you willing to say yes to what God has planned? So Jesus says this. He says, that this outpouring, this glory from mankind is going to happen for all mankind so that my divinity operated within my holy humanity. And without the perfect purpose of creation, which must be enclosed and perfected in my holy divine will. So as we fuse ourselves with all creation when we do our prevenient act in the morning, what's happening is it's the perfect purpose of creation, mankind, one with God in creation, which must be enclosed and perfected in my holy divine will. So our job is to be one with God, one with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, linked to Louisa, so that we can begin to possess this abundant life. This is going to perfect creation. This is what Jesus is saying. He says, if it would be as if I had shed all of my blood on the cross, I suffered so much that, and nobody had known about it. If we did not know about Christ crucified, he says, it would be a loss for us. We wouldn't understand the perfection that God is calling us to be in his image and likeness again. So he says, I'm going to share with you what why my holy humanity did this. Why my mother, one with Christ, did this, so that we can re-enter again into the divine will. He says, this is what he has planned. Who would have loved me if they didn't understand what Jesus' holy humanity did? Which heart, he says, would have been shaken, not if we didn't know Christ crucified? See, this is, to understand the love of God is to understand Christ crucified. To understand the love of God is to meditate on Christ crucified. And from meditating on Christ crucified, then we begin to meditate on the Holy Eucharist. We spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at God, praising him and loving him and thanking him, adoring him and worshiping him. This is, we don't go to adoration reading a book. You know, we go to adoration to fall in love with God, to look at God, to fall in love with God. St. Teresa says the only free time that we can freely love God is now on earth, because when we get to heaven, when we see God, we will fall on our faces to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him. Why? We are going to be looking at God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. So the freedom that we have now to fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord comes from the freedom to looking at Christ crucified. Comes from the freedom that our God is giving us by giving us the book of heaven to read, to study, to put this into practice. He says, which heart would have been shaken? No one. Therefore, in no one would I, God, have had my fruits. And what is the fruits of Christ crucified? The glory of redemption. The glory of resurrection. See, Jesus says, I rose from the dead so that people will rise from the dead while they are on earth. What is the death? The death is the original sin. Adam doing his human will. So we use our free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will and no longer to choose to live in our human will. And Jesus says, I'm going to show you the way and the how this is going to happen. This is a glorious time to be alive. It's a time that our God is asking us to begin to trust in him, to listen to him. Remember, Scripture says that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truth. This is what Jesus says. And he will remind you of everything that I have said. This is the book of heaven. Jesus is going to teach us how not only to do the will of God, that's volume 1 through volume 10, but to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, volume 11 through volume 19, and then finally learning how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. This indeed is a glorious time to be alive. It's a magnificent time to be alive. So may we pray that the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, to be healed, divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.